In a previous local news broadcast, we spoke with Lori Mannion, superintendent of schools in the Rib Lake School District, and her years teaching in Alaska. I know you spent a lot of time outdoors, so what are some of those experiences?
I thought you might ask me a question like that, and there were so many incredible experiences that I had up there. My Twitter account is Adventurer because that was what I felt like my entire 22 years were, you know, really were about. Taking a charter with, out in the bush. I coached the co-ed volleyball team, and so we'd charter to different little villages and dropping into one and having literally the town show up with their dog sleds and loading up our gear and put two or three in a sled and heading back to the schools. We always stayed in the rooms at the school when we were there, always having my backpack whenever I went anywhere with a sleeping bag on it and a good book. Because it was invariably any time I flew in and out, I was stranded, and so just would, you know, at the airport hang out in where all the pilots were and try to find some place to sleep
there. You kind of caught my interest when you said that somebody gave you that 30-30 rifle when you went up to Alaska. Did you know how to shoot at all?
I didn't know how to shoot. My dad was hunted and actually did more bow hunting than rifle hunting, but and very much an avid fisherman. And so I knew how to shoot it. One experience, I was heading up to Denali, the big Mount McKinley up there, and there was this beautiful stream, so I pulled over and set up my tent and had my rifle with me and went down the stream because the stream was just rolling over with pinks, and they only come in every 4 years, and they are you can't eat them, but they're really fun to catch. And I remember fishing with an older couple next to me and a huge bear across the stream, probably not more than 20 yards across. And, he was fishing and doing what he needed to do and plenty filled up with food. And I just remember the older lady just having a really hard time with me in my tent, sleeping with my 30-30. And I had a huge knife that I kept with me too. But, we were safe and it wasn't an issue. I actually met my husband when I went up to interview for the job in 1990. I had interviewed in Nikiski and then was flying back, and he was flying back on the same plane I was. And so we met on the plane, and we hung out for a couple years and then ended up getting married. So my excursion out into the bush was on my own. I just felt like before we were going to start a family, I needed to scratch that itch, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And so he came out and visited. I played basketball. One of my favorite stories is the Eskimo ladies aren't very tall. And although I'm only 5'7", this white girl could jump a lot higher than they could. And so they just loved having the big Gussic. That stands for a white lady in Inupiaq. And so I was their five position and their center, and we made a good team, and they could shoot the lights out of the 3-point line. But it was fun. So my husband would come up and I'd get him on one of the men's teams, and we'd charter and go fly into, different villages and play basketball tournaments. So, that was a lot of fun.
Was he a police officer then when you met him, and is he a native of Alaska?
Nope. He is actually a Minnesota, Wyoming, North Dakota boy, kind of moved all over the place. So he had been up visiting his brother and looking for work when he went up there. So he ended up being a Kenai police officer for those years.
We'll have more on Rib Lake School District Administrator Lori Mannion on another local news program.